Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Yes, I need a 24-hour home care provider.
Are we doing home care services? You need a caregiver, you said? Someone to come
Excuse
down and
me.
help you? You need someone to help you 24/7?
Yes, and I was
Got it.
okay. Hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Hello. I was a client before. I've
Okay.
did y'all services before.
Got it. Were you approved for 24/7 through your insurance?
No.
You want to do private pay?
No.
How many hours would
Yeah, I
you
want to
need?
do it through my. I had to do this through my insurance.
Insurance. So did your
It said.
insurance approve you ready for services, or you want to see if you can get approved?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get approved.
Got it. Do you have Medicaid?
I have Medicaid and Humana.
You have Medicaid and Humana. Got it. So what we can do is we'll need to take down your information and we'll need to call the state to let them know that you need the home care services, and they're going to do an assessment and see how many hours they can approve you for.
Okay.
What's your first and last name?
Michelle Jones.
Michelle Jones. And what's your date of birth, Michelle?
5/31/61.
Got it. And the phone number you called, is that the best contact number for you?
No.
Which number should we
Eight
call
one
you on?
six, 816-984-2538.
25
Look at my
38. Got
suitcase over there and get and I need to put I want to put some clothes on.
it. Michelle, let me just log into. Let's see if I can log find you in Medicaid. One second.
Okay.
Give me a minute. Okay. I see everything sounds good. Are you still at 8034 East 88th Terrace, apartment 1?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Got it. Let me, I'm just taking down your info that we got. And then we'll call
Could you
the
say that
state to
again,
let
please?
them know that we're going to find you a good aide and you want deluxe home care.
Yes, I already have an aide. The
You have already.
same lady, my
Oh,
daughter.
you just. Oh, you want to sign up your daughter. That's better. Good. Good for you that you have a family member that you can sign up. And
But
what's her
it
name?
Shelly Jones.
How do I spell it?
Shelly.
LLY. And her last name?
Jones, Jones.
Okay. I'm just taking down the info. One second. What's your social,
And
Michelle?
509-66-4580.
Got it. And Michelle, and which number can I text you?
The 816-984-2538.
2538. Okay, I'll text you right now our name, our phone number, and your Medicaid ID, because you will need that. For when we do call the state, they will ask you for it. So I'm texting you right
Okay.
now.
My
Deluxe home
daughter's
care.
Miss.
Yes.
My daughter's not gonna be able to do all them hours because she got two kids.
Oh, so you need additional aid, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what we'll
That's
do
gonna be
is.
my miss. The second
I'm
one's gonna
sorry.
be my grandson. The
Your
second's gonna be my
grandson.
grandson, my Devontae Ridley.
Got it. So what we'll do is we'll do the call the state to let them know that you want CDS care with deluxe home care, because CDS care is where you can choose your aides. And then once they approve you for the amount of hours, we're just going to set up a schedule to see how many hours each of them are available. And then we'll set up a schedule how much your daughter will do and how much your grandson will do. Make sense?
Okay. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
So let me know once you receive my text. One second, I'm checking up your Medicaid ID because you'll need to have it. I'm sending it to you. It's the DCN ID. Let me know once you got my text on that number, and then we'll call the state. Like, I'll transfer you to the state and let them know that you need an assessment for home care.
Okay,
Let
I
me
got
know
it,
once
miss.
you got it. You got it. So it's
I got it right
Care,
now.
Deluxe Home Care, the phone number, and your DCN. Okay, I'll transfer you to the state right now. If you have any questions, just give me a text. I'll be on my text line, so you can call me, like you can text me, and I'll assist you with anything you want to know. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm transferring to the state right now. Hold on. One second. Let's see why it's not going. One second. Hi. Okay, so actually the state is opening only 8:30 right now, so we can only call. I'll need to call them again because it didn't go. Let me go through because it was still 8:29. So let me call them again, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Because right now they're open, so hopefully they'll answer right away.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with
you. Homie. Excuse me, Home and Community-Based Services. This is Christina. Are you calling for yourself or for another person?
For myself.
Thank you. May I have your name and your return telephone number, please?
Michelle Jones, 816-984-2538.
Sorry, 816-984
2538. 2538.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I show you entered your DCN or Medicaid number. One moment while I access your information.
Okay.
You said Michelle Jones. May I have your date of birth, please?
5/31/61.
Thank you. Are you calling to request to be assessed for services?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment, please.
That's my Kai and M's. Put that back in my suitcase.
Okay, you had requested your case to be closed back in February, and now you're requesting services again. I will need to submit a new referral. One moment, please.
Okay. No, I need that put on the couch. I put two
okay.
Out.
I'm going to go ahead and submit a referral. I would need to update your information. What is your language preference?
English.
Marital status and living arrangement?
Single. Live by myself.
Have you ever been married?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. 816-984. You said your phone number was 816-984-2538?
Yes, ma'am. This way. Move that down. Cause my head's gonna leak.
Excuse me. Do you have a secondary or alternate phone number you would like us to have on file for you?
No, ma'am. That's the only one I have.
May I have your current physical address, please?
8034 East 88 Terrace, Apartment 1, Kansas City, Missouri, 64138.
And what county is this in?
County. Jackson.
Yes. Thank you. And is this also your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you use or require any communication devices to assist you with reading, writing, speech, or hearing?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, I will also have to explain the purpose of home and community-based services before continuing. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment, which will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
No, ma'am.
And because there will be an assessor inside your home, I ask if there are any safety concerns the assessment team should be made aware of, such as issues with gaining access to your home. Do you or anyone else in the home have a contagious or infectious disease? Is the home in a dangerous neighborhood? Is there any history of violent behavior, illegal drug activity, pest infestation? Is the home structurally unsafe? Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets or weapons in the home?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Move on.
Okay, I will start a referral form with you. One moment, please.
Move, Lola. Move your mama dog.
Do you have a legal guardian or other responsible party we would be required to contact in order to schedule your assessment?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. What are your primary medical conditions related to your need for home and community-based services?
Well, I just had like 5-6 strokes, 2 blood clots on my brain, and I can't walk.
Wait a minute. Open it up.
You know, because I can't chase her.
Do you have any other primary medical conditions you want to include?
I'm going to get the leak.
That right there should do it.
Okay, if you have no other conditions, primary medical conditions you want to include, have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
My father.
Would you like us to send you information about military-related services in Missouri?
Yes, ma'am. Open the door, Devontae.
Okay. What are your primary, what assistance are you needing? Are you needing help with hands-on personal care, household cleaning-related tasks, help with meals or cooking?
Right now, I need everything.
Are you requesting assistance with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
Yes.
Are you wanting to attend an adult daycare?
No, ma'am.
Are you needing respite care or caregiver relief for an unpaid caregiver?
I don't even understand. I don't even know what that means.
If you have an unpaid caregiver who needs relief from caring for you for whatever reason, we can have pay someone to sit with you to provide you companionship while your caregiver has relief.
No, ma'am.
Are you wanting a nurse to come out weekly to set up? Are you wanting a nurse to come out weekly to set up any medication for you?
No, ma'am. My daughter, she can do all that because she has taken care of me before, so she knows the routine on that.
Do you have an agency in mind you would like to use for your in-home services?
Above and Beyond Home Care.
And are you wanting to hire your own worker who can be a friend or family member to work for you through an agency of your choice? Or are you wanting your chosen agency to provide a worker for you?
No, ma'am. These are my family.
And thank you. Are you currently in a hospital or a facility of any kind for any reason?
No, ma'am. I just got out Friday.
Okay.
And I've been at my daughter's house because I can't even go to the bathroom without help, without falling.